I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. At a press conference this morning, several organizations announced their objection to a proposed constitutional amendment naming English as the state's official language, preventing the state government from issuing non-English communications with some exceptions. The organizations, including the ACLU of Georgia, Asian Americans Advancing Justice Atlanta, the Coalition of Refugee Service Agencies, and Galeo, said the legislation sends the wrong message to businesses like Amazon considering a move to Georgia. And the University of Georgia is launching a program to help students from rural areas. The All Georgia program is a five-year privately funded initiative that offers academic and other support to rural students. According to the AJC, a recent report from a UGA task force showed the graduation rate for students from rural areas is 10% lower than that of other students. The new program was announced by UGA President Jerry Moorhead during his State of the School address. He also announced that the university is establishing a program that will award grants of up to $2,000 to students facing emergency financial hardships that threaten their ability to remain enrolled. State lawmakers are working on a plan to consolidate the 11 transit authorities providing mass transit across the 13 counties in Metro Atlanta. State Senator Brandon Beach told WSB that he'd like to see the whole system rebranded as the ATL.
That's our brand. You fly into ATL, get on ATL train, ATL bus, ATL express bus, ATL light rail, whatever we have, it would be branded ATL.
Beach says more details on the plan will be released in the next 2 weeks. And a Georgia man has died in a fire that damaged an abandoned historic theater in Albany. 41-year-old Michael Jason Lewis lost his life in the blaze, which officials say was likely started by a discarded cigarette. The old Albany Theater was built in 1927 and added to the National Register of Historic Places in 2006. In sports, Atlanta Braves legend Chipper Jones is going into the Baseball Hall of Fame. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
Jones spent 19 seasons with the Braves, helping Atlanta win its last major sports championship, the World Series, in 1995. Speaking to ESPN yesterday, Jones said he was with his family in Milton, Georgia, when he got the good news.
First thing I say when, you know, when I embraced mom and dad is, we did it. You know, this is something that's been a long time in the making, and today it came to fruition.
Chipper joins Vladimir Guerrero, Jim Tomei, and Trevor Hoffman as the newest Hall of Fame inductees. The ceremony will take place at Cooperstown, New York, in July. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium concessions scored big with fans during this first year of operation. The home of the NFL Atlanta Falcons and the MLS Atlanta United finished first in a 2017 NFL fan survey for quality and value of food and beverages. The new stadium also placed first in this year's MLS food and beverage survey. The results released today showed the low prices, like $2 hot dogs and $5 beers, were a big hit with the fans. Concessions at the Georgia Dome ranked 18th in the surveys during its last 2 years of operation. The concession prices are expected to remain in place when Mercedes-Benz Stadium hosts the Super Bowl in 2019. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.